Today is Wednesday, August 13, 2014, and you are listening to Pretty Good Gamers, Episode 5. I'm your host, Vincent Chen, and joined by my co-host.
Hello, my name is Andrew Koo. This year's League of Legends Season 4 World Championship has a smaller prize pool than 2013. Total, $2.13 million is going to be divided to the top 8, with $1 million going to first place. After Dota 2's their International 4, 23 out of the 30 top-earning PC gamers of all time play Dota on a competitive scale. There's a new game on Steam called Depression Quest. You'll see why this is important later on. A new roller coaster tycoon termed Roller Coaster Tycoon World will be a microtransaction-free game. It has new features that the past Roller Coaster Tycoon didn't have. There's a four-person co-op, you can visit other players' theme parks, which gives the game a Facebook game, mobile app kind of feel. It has a release date of 2015. Civilization Beyond Earth is different from its precursors because instead of barbarians, there are aliens. Aliens aren't too different, but they have new things. There was a 50-minute Twitch stream recently about Beyond Earth. In relationship, there's a new tech tree where instead of going less linear, but it's more restricted, where you start out from the center and you expand outwards instead of starting from the top and making your way down. And there's an effort to preserve Dota video on demands on Twitch because the new rules and regulations that have been making headlines this week, Twitch is implementing content that is older than 2 months will be deleted, and content that is currently saved right now has a 3-week expiration date.
So, today during GamesCon, Microsoft has released their new Xbox One bundles, and they all don't come with the new Kinect. So this is a giant clue as to the fact that Kinect is dying, and they're not really willing to revive it. In the Disney beta, to the dismay of many players, their characters are being wiped. In Square Enix news, Square Enix has been working on a new IP. They're calling Life is a Strange Story. And from the screenshots that I've seen, it looks pretty decent.
Cool.
That's pretty cool, I think. What do you think of the League of Legends price pool being lowered?
I mean, I have no idea if maybe the player base has reached a peak. Maybe not so many new players are joining in, and all the old players are playing the game just to play the game. They aren't buying anything really from the store. And I mean,
yeah, you can make the argument that they're at max capacity, I think, but I don't know, because the thing is, it feels like once they start upping the game on the amount of money they're awarding, at what point do they stop, right? At what point can they not make it bigger? I feel like $3 million right now, it's insane.
Yeah, it's still a lot.
It's still quite a bit of money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely significantly less than when you compare it to IPL, right? I mean, the International 4 for...
Yeah, where each player gets...
For Dota 2.
The sum of first
place. Yeah, I mean, obviously they're... That's right. That's crazy. I don't know. I feel like this year it being lower is just, you know, it's just gonna happen. It's just gonna fluctuate, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
And I don't think people are going to, like, care that much, because Riot is already putting, like, safety nets, you could call it, to professional players where the team managers don't have to pay their players, but Riot actually does out of their pocket, out of their salaries and stuff.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, like, exactly. Riot can pay for housing costs, rent. So in the
long run, right.
Like, as long as the players continue to play League of Legends and they still have followers and stuff, and they don't, like, retire, then League of Legends is in a good spot.
Exactly, exactly. I actually, so with Destiny beta, right, I'm still surprised as to like why players are still get so mad when their characters are gonna get wiped, because it's a beta, dude.
Yeah, but then
like, beta means that things are subject to change, and character wipes are just there to kind of even the playing field for everyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're basically testers.
Yeah, and beta wipes aren't an uncommon thing. It happens all the time, and yet everyone still gets so mad at them wiping the beta. Like, to be honest, people should go into beta thinking, okay, my character's gonna get wiped, but let me play this and see how it is, right?
Yeah. And then, like, what? Do you know if the beta players are getting like some cool items in game or something for play?
Bungie really hasn't released anything about that right now, currently. But I find it kind of like it's gonna be kind of hard to believe that if they don't do anything for beta players. So I'm expecting them to accommodate them a little bit with like a few interesting items.
Yeah.
What were the big things we're gonna talk about today?
Oh yes. One of them was an effort to preserve Dota 2 videos on Twitch. So to go into detail, videos
right.
and past broadcasts no longer are going to be kept for more than 2 months. Emphasis on the fact that valuable content like Dota 2 events and LAN tournaments and the internationals are at risk being deleted, even as early as within 3 weeks. So there's a dedicated group of individuals called the Archive Team, and basically the Archive Team is a loose collective of rogue archivists, programmers, writers, and loudmouths dedicated to saving our digital heritage. Since 2009, this variant force of nature has caught wind of shutdowns, shutoffs, mergers, and plain old deletions, and done our best to save the history before it's lost forever. Along the way, we've gotten attention, resistance, press, and discussion, but more importantly, we've gotten the message out. It doesn't have to be this way. Whereas, like, that's what I read there was straight from their wiki page, and
right,
and they have made a lot of progress. In like, for example, you can help by joining their RSC channel hashtag burn the Twitch with no spaces in between, where you download this program where and then you select the project that you're helping, which is titled like Twitch 2 or something, and you start saving all the past broadcasts that haven't been saved. So like I've looked into the numbers, and there are like around 10 to 20 people with over 1,000 gigabytes worth of data, gigabytes of video stored, and 32,600 gigabytes have been preserved already, with 38,000 gigabytes to go, I mean. And the
right.
Internet Archive is, have you heard of it? Whereas,
yes, I've heard of it.
You've heard it? Whereas,
yeah, it's
they
you keep going.
Yeah, where they preserve like old content such as news and stuff that might be important, that is very worth reading, even though it might not seem relevant now.
Right, and I guess the big question is whether or not these VODs, these videos on demand about all of these games is important. And really, I think they are, right?
Yeah.
I think you can learn a lot from people playing games as opposed, you know, to reading
like,
books or watching news.
Yeah, and companies don't really, like, save their, like, past stuff. They might have clips of it, but they won't have like raw uncut footage that.
Right. Twitch exactly. Has. Yeah, where... like all of this, like preserving of his. Like, it's basically history and game. I mean, game and internet history that we would lose if everyone got rid of it. Even if it was only around 3-4 years of stuff, yeah, it's still a ton of stuff.
And whereas, like, as of this modern age, where usually, like, your gamer, your gaming rig is very powerful with all your SSDs and GPUs and whatnot, whereas there's something called folding. Protein folding, specifically. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Whereas you can contribute computer processing power to help scientists, specifically the databases and computers that scientists use to help solve disease, like find cures, solve diseases.
Oh!
Yeah.
The game, right? Fold it, the game.
Yeah, fold it.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about something else, dude.
Well, it's within like the ballpark. There are many versions of it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and then like, definitely there's something like in 2011, people playing Foldit, an online puzzle game about protein folding, resolved the structure of an enzyme that causes like disease in monkeys. Researchers have been working on the problem for 13 years. The gamers themselves have solved it within 3 weeks.
Yeah, and because a gamer is a specific type of individual who is driven by to solve problems, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like games like Foldit really move us as a society forward.
Yeah.
And to lose footage of people doing that is kind of detrimental to us as people because it's important. It's important to us.
And like, you know, have you seen the meme where it was like, spend $300 on a dress, nobody bats an eye. Spend like $50 bucks on a headset, and everybody loses their mind. Whereas,
I'm so mad at people. Come on, I feel like I like dresses, but I like headsets too. So
yeah,
why can't people just not judge on either? I don't know, man.
Whereas people go crazy if you spend and you splurge.
Right. You were going to talk about depression, the game called Depression, right?
Yes. What was it called? Depression Quest.
What's it called? Yeah, Depression Quest.
It's free, and its release date was if maybe you've been living under a rock. All our condolences go to Robin Williams' family, and should we call ourselves? On the behalf of the community, the internet community, we're sorry for your loss.
But, right. So you should explain what the controversy is. Depression Quest.
So Depression Quest is where it's a interactive fiction game where you play as someone who suffers from depression. If you go on the website, it says it aims to show other sufferers of depression, people who suffer from depression, that they are not alone in their feelings, and to illustrate to people who may not understand the illness the depths of what it can do to people. So basically it's
right,
it's like a lesson, you know.
So the big controversy is that it just happened to coincide on the day that Robin Williams died, which was yesterday.
Yes.
The day before yesterday. And people are in uproar because it seems kind of insensitive, like too soon.
Yeah.
But
hey, they're not making any money off of it.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing is, the game isn't insensitive. It was slated for release. They were already working on it. It was slated for release to be the same day.
Yeah.
The fact that Robin Williams died on the same day was really just coincidence. And if you think about it, Depression Quest really is there to educate people about what depression feels like, what it is. It is, and I think that doesn't make light of it.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's an appropriate game.
Yeah, and if you're wondering what the controversy and hubbub about, it's people think that Depression Quest was made within 24 hours, that it was made to capitalize off of Robin Williams' death, and to gain fame for the developers or something. But in reality, the devs, with all due respect, they choose to keep the release date, but choose to keep the media from, they choose to stop promoting the game until much later down the line.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether or not people really understand how long it takes to make a game that's shippable.
Yeah.
Right? And seriously, it takes forever. And to think that you can make a shippable game in 24 hours is ludicrous.
Yeah.
And even, okay, so let's say even if they did make it in 24 hours, so what? The game is really there to teach people. It's a learning experience, right?
Yeah.
Why is that such a bad thing?
And it also benefits, because not only can you get it free on Steam, you can also get it DRM-free, if you wish, on depressionquest.com. And you can choose to donate a little when you get it, your donation goes to iFred, which is a charity dedicated to fighting depression and the stigma that surrounds it, which helps.
Right.
Because
depression doesn't care whether or not you have friends.
Yeah.
Right? Depression doesn't care about whether or not you have all these things that, you know, make you happy. Depression doesn't care about any of that. It just targets you. Right? And with the death of Robin Williams, right, it's a significant loss to, I guess, everyone, and to gamers in general too, because Robin Williams was such a huge gamer that many of the World of Warcraft players are petitioning Blizzard to memorialize him in the game, right?
Yeah.
And Blizzard has not fully confirmed it yet, but they are working on something.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't know about you, but
It was all over Facebook, whereas people like pop stars and stuff were writing really long speeches, you can call it speeches, but about Robin Williams and stuff, which was
right. And I don't know, not even about the celebrities chiming in. I don't know about you, but he really meant a lot to me, or us as people watching his videos or his movies, and they're touching, right? Really losing someone you kind of grew up with when watching his video, his movies and stuff is kind of serious. And especially losing big influential gamers too. And in other news, I guess this week is Shark Week, as we have told you last episode. So what do you make of this, Andrew?
We said that we were going to provide content about Shark Week for this after doing a little bit of more research and whatever and whatnot, we've come to the conclusion that Shark Week isn't worth it. As in,
it isn't worth the hype.
It's mediocre. It's
like sharks. Photo. Sharks are pretty cool, and I like the fact that there's a week memorializing it. But to the point where the Discovery Channel makes up stories about fake shark attacks, that's a little too much. That's kind of beyond the pale, bud.
Yeah, and Shark Week was intentionally used to teach people about the dangers of shark. How do you put it in words? Where to educate people about,
you can educate people with sharks, but a lot of it is fear mongering too.
Yeah, which isn't good, Which isn't good, but after I don't know about see biology or whatever advances it has, but nothing really big has surfaced, which makes things like after you put out the same content year after year, you start to like get creative to get like fresh things out.
I mean, like, dude, come on. Sharknado was kind of funny. It was so bad that it was kind of funny. But Sharknado 2, really? Really? But, yeah, I don't know. It's just not that great of a thing to talk about. It's not the best way to give fairness to things like marine life. Oh, so I guess that's it for episode 5, right, Andrew? And be sure to tune in again Saturday for another episode 6.
Episode 6.
And thank you very much.
Have a nice
Week. Have a nice week. Oh, Captain, my captain.